Blog Talk Radio.
Because the lights and Venus together, to me, that's just about ideal. And of course, now they're moving into trine with Uranus. And I have had several clients call me that love returns. People they haven't talked to in a long time, whether it's a friend or a lover or a family member. It's like love is returning. And there's like realizations that are pretty amazing going on.
Oh, I agree. Those realizations during this period of time have been quite amazing for a lot of people. I really think that it made a nice emotional shift in a lot of people who were very stressed out and definitely a little bit doubtful of what was going on.
Exactly right. And tonight we also have the Moon and Mercury in trine to Pluto retrograde. So it helps us to think and think again and analyze things in such a way as it empowers us as far as the humility of our spirit and our conscience about how we've handled certain things in a miraculous way, even under great stress. So it's a really pretty angle. I like this one.
Oh, yeah. It works really well. And, you know, being in conjunction, Mercury being in conjunction with the Moon like this, in Virgo, it gives that real purity to it, to where, you know, that they can really see what the truth is.
exactly right. And to be able to analyze things and make an appropriate discerning judgment for self is really good in this cycle. You know, we don't want to judge others
because
we know that's not the right way to deal with things, but just understand who is good for us and who is not good for us. And, if, you know, if our occupation, it's not really a fit, it's not really our heart's desire, say, well, where would I want to be? And look at all the options. It's a very creative time, mentally, today and tomorrow.
Oh, yes, including Mars being in Leo, taking that creative action, looking at that alternative, and seeing that if we put the work in the direction that we want to go, it will get there.
You know, it's interesting with Mars in Leo, because I normally love Mars in Leo, and you and I both are cat people, okay, so you understand what I'm talking about right now?
Yes.
My cats have been highly energized this week, okay? And
absolutely.
Talking up the storm, crabbing at me if I don't do this and do that right now. He's like, what? All three of them.
Yeah, cats during this period of time are definitely going to be more active or more spry. So mine's definitely been outside a lot more and had more activity.
But I'm finding at the end of the day, though, they're also more affectionate.
Oh, yeah.
That Leo energy. Yeah. I mean, I had Princess sleeping on my chest with her head tucked under my chin almost all night, so I can't even move. And she's purring, and she purrs me to sleep, and then all of a sudden, I pet her a couple times because I'm half awake. She starts purring again, and that wakes me up, then puts me back to sleep again. So this is a pattern we've been doing for a week. It's all good. It's all good.
It is. It's all good.
Well, we have a few people that are on hold looking to get some insight and seeing what the... this nice Leo lineup is going to do for them. I'm happy that Mars is going to be there for weeks to come, because I think it is going to make us much more proactive in really doing the things that we love and taking the appropriate actions, okay? And being a little braver, a little bit more courageous, which I think this Mars in Cancer transit has been very difficult for a lot of people. A lot of insecurities coming up, a lot of a feeling of not being appreciated, taking things very, very personally when maybe it's not so much that. It just feels that way, and so it's been rough.
It has, and now that it's in Leo, you know, it gives that fire energy and gives that charge to where, okay, we feel freer and we can move around and we can get things done now, even though it wasn't in the way we wanted to get it done. Now we can do it the way, the way it should be done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So are you ready for the first one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline Aphrodite. This is Lena. How are you?
Hi, Lena.
How are you, honey?
You girls have no idea what this guy is driving me crazy. He's insane. He's still sending me phony profiles and sending me on phony dates with his friends. And I think he's following me. I just don't know what to make of this guy. He drives me nuts.
Wow.
What's his name again?
And I think he's following me, too, after he sets up the phony dates. Oh, his birthday is 11/30/55. He's a Sag. I don't know the time of birth. He's in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
I mean, the profiles he makes up, he has some creative mind.
at least you're picking an interesting stalker, Lena. Good grief.
Oh, my God, but it's exhausting. I don't like high school games. Now he's got me so mad I cursed him out and everything else, so I think he's afraid to come forward now.
Take a look at this. Wow, he's going through his Jupiter return right now. And his Saturn return right now. Wow.
So he's lucky and having problems at the same time?
Yeah, you know what it is? He's going through this whole big life change because his definition of being fortunate or abundant and his definition of what he needs to be responsible for are definitely being challenged at this time. I mean, he's been being hit from two separate trajectories astrologically. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, and I was looking at the Saturn return, you know. I understand the Jupiter return, but I was looking at the Saturn return because, you know, what I think this is I think he is extremely insecure. And
yeah.
I agree with her. You know, this is a little intense of a period of time for him. And with Mars passing over his Uranus, I think he's being very impulsive. Again here.
He's pushing me away, though. I'm like thinking, I don't know if I want a relationship with this psychotic guy.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm trying to say with this is that I think there's a certain amount of boundaries and limits. Look, you know, this is what I want in a relationship. This is what I like about you. And you know, here again, don't get sucked into his stuff. You have a Mars in Aquarius, and you tend to get sucked into other people's dramas because of it, okay? And this relationship teaches you how to set your boundaries and stay within them, okay? You have an Aries moon. Stay present in the moment and say, well, you know, I didn't particularly care for that, you know, and that type of thing. And set those boundaries and limits with him. And if he wants to be insecure, you know, I would call him on it. Look, I think you're insecure. If you want this relationship, you got to get over your own insecurity. I would be a little bit more direct and to the point with him as far as the circumstances are.
But he won't even let me talk to him. He's sending me phony profiles. He's avoided me. He doesn't call me. He's making no contact with me just through phony profiles and then sending his friends on phony dates with me.
Well, I'd just stop it all then. I'd throw on the brakes then. Because obviously there's something that may not be exactly right about this person. It may be because of circumstances that they've been going through over the last couple of years. It may be because they've always been this way. Now, how did they get your number? How did he get your number in the beginning, or how did he get your text in the beginning?
Well, I told him I was on Plenty of Fish, the dating website, and when he found that out, he went crazy setting up all these phony profiles and trying to bait me to talk to him.
Excuse me. Oh, God.
No, we only spoke on the phone once. I mean, we were text messaging, and then he got mad at me for something I didn't even mean to say to him, but he took it the wrong way, and he hasn't spoken. We have not spoken in like a month.
All I can tell you is my recommendation is stop playing the game.
Yeah, I did. I don't even answer him on the message on the Plenty of Fish. Now when he sends me a phony profile, you know what I do? I go in and delete it. Actions speak louder than words.
Wow. So how are things going in the work environment?
Well, I'm still looking for a job. I have I have to go back. I went twice to this law firm for like a receptionist job. They need somebody in their clerical department. And then I have another interview next week in the property management company. So, I mean, everything just takes so much time. I mean, it's just like dragging their feet with people, and I'm just getting so impatient with my money is like dwindling down.
Right.
And I don't get any more money from school. They cut me off, so I am just like sweating bullets. Although this guy told me, you know, oh, he would do anything for me. He'd give me a credit card, blah, blah, blah. You know, I just feel like, you know what I mean? Talk is cheap.
Right, and you want to work your game, and you want to take care of self rather than, again, this person seems
pretty
unstable.
I don't want to be.
You don't want to be owing somebody that you're not sure is stable either.
No, I mean I don't. He must have bipolar. He definitely. I mean, because he must be following me because when he sets up these phony dates, I go somewhere else, and then he sets up the profile, and then he puts where I went. So when I read the profile, I'm like, I mean, it's very calculated. I'm like,
Wow.
It's kind of scary. I'm thinking to myself, what if I was in a relationship with him? I mean, would I have to be afraid he'd be following me around town and having a recorder on me?
Yeah, he might have some kind of compulsive disorder.
But this is the way you go about it. I mean, if he's in love with me, I mean, I don't even know if it's just lust or I don't know what it is. You really think he's the one for me, or do you think that he's just somebody, there's just somebody else coming?
Well, the way he's looking to me is that I don't think this person's very stable, and I would be looking for something much more stable.
There
was a certain level of compatibility, don't get me wrong, but if I were you, I'd just be very careful.
Yeah, and I don't want to know when I'm living in my car because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how long is he following me? I don't want him knowing. I don't tell anybody my business, you know. I mean, although now the whole world knows.
I would extinct that environment or stop that environment of where he's coming in at.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also be open to other opportunities as far as your love life is concerned because.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
They're coming out of the woodwork. The madness. I don't know if it's because Jupiter hit my seventh house, but it just seems like all of a sudden my love life is revved up.
Good deal.
They're coming out of the woodwork.
Well, you know, with all this Leo energy too going on, it really enhances that effect where they can come out. You are a Pisces sun. You have that natural attraction, so they do. So it's a matter of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose the right way. Go slowly.
Yeah, I do go slowly, but, you know, I can't have, I don't know about someone else going. I don't feel comfortable with somebody moving so fast. It scares me.
Right. So you have to slow down the action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't need someone coming with a diamond ring on the second date.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll let you know what happens.
Keep us posted, Lena, okay?
Thank
honey?
You. All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. I'll tell you what, sometimes these dating sites get a little bit crazy.
Yes, they do.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 954, you're on the air.
Hello, lady.
How are you?
Miss Jay.
Hey, I'm great. How are y'all?
Excellent.
Doing good.
I am definitely.
What can we do for
you
tonight?
I am feeling that new moon the other day was incredible. I felt that in a very powerful way. So I just want to say that it was just really incredible. I felt a lot of joy with that, and it was an unexpected joy. And so I just want to affirm everything that you all were talking about before at the beginning of the show.
That's amazing.
Beautiful your chart because your natal Uranus, of course, is in fire, okay? Current Uranus is in fire, and then we have all this Leo energy coming in. You should have been totally wow, Jay.
I was. It was really incredible. And so I'm just open to whatever you ladies see in my chart at this time, whatever you want to talk about, I'm open to it.
What's going on in your love life?
I am in a relationship with a Libra. It's been 4 years. We've been together 4 years. August will make 5. And we have had some challenges. But I do feel as if we're getting back on track, so to speak.
Well, Saturn's getting ready to go into Sagittarius in September, okay? Now, it's been in Scorpio for the last 2.5 years, so it's been a bit challenging, but when Saturn goes back into Sagittarius, it's there for 2 years. So it's going to complement all your fire, okay? And air feeds fire, so it's going to complement their Libra. So I have a feeling there's some wonderful new adventures coming for you.
Mm.
Now, do you like to travel?
Do you live together?
No, we don't live together right now. No.
Oh, interesting.
But we stay like 10 minutes away from each other, literally.
Just wear out the road in between? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You may be doing some traveling. You may have some new adventures. You may take into some new memories, and a lot of them very visual, over the next couple of years, I think.
I would really enjoy that. You know, that's one of the things that we talked about last night, is doing some more traveling, because she doesn't travel very often. She hasn't traveled very often. I usually travel a lot for work and business, and I can't always bring her and her daughter with me. And so I told her, you know, that's one of the things that have been, has been my goal, is to get her to travel some more, you know, get her out of the state of Florida.
Exactly right. New vistas, that's what I see there. I think it's going to be good. And I think it's also would be very good if you bring her to places maybe that you have been, but she has never been, because that way you can kind of like be the guide. And I think
exactly.
It should be exclusive to the relationship rather than a business trip. So I think it would be better off if
right.
It was just something that you were actually all bonding in a very positive way. And you say, oh, wait till you see this, you know, whatever. It increases the security. It makes things much more seamless, I want to say. But that'd be great.
That is so awesome. Okay. Okay.
How's work going? Great, I suppose, huh?
It's going. I have up and coming projects coming along, and a collaboration that I'm going to be working on with another intuitive that I'm really excited about. But my desk job, I am so ready to let that go. You know, even though it's only part time, and I do work for a university, I am ready to exit.
I get that. Yeah. Yeah. It's a time to really get yourself out there and do the right thing spiritually for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. I love it.
Yeah.
You might not do that till November because Neptune's going to have to redirect its orbit, I think, and move into your 10th house. But I think that you're on the right track here. And when all the planets start trucking through Pisces in late February and early March, that's when you're probably going to be living the dream world. You're going to feel like you have to pinch yourself. What do you think, Jacqueline?
You went where I was going to go there because, again, here, I don't think your part-time job is going to last a lot longer. I think you're going to really, even though you feel it now, you're really going to feel it once Saturn gets into Sagittarius. And I think really the launch and transformation and change comes at the end of February to March as far as actually leaving. I think you're really going to be in full swing with your new profession or your full time with your profession that you like compared to it. It's a great transformation and change, especially one of the things that I like about it is especially because you can do a lot of this work at home. So there's a lot of things that you can do for your work that you don't have to go into your office or into a space to do. So I think it'll really work well for you.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Your time has come. Whoopee.
Thank goodness. I'm very excited. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate this.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep us posted. We're always happy to speak with you.
I am always happy to speak with you, too. Thank you.
God bless. All right. Bye. Have a sweet night. Interesting persona.
Oh, absolutely.
So
gotta love those Aries.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hello. I like having a beep before I go on the air. Thank you. Jacqueline.
Hey, Cindy, how's it going?
Just curious, what would you think about Earl flipping homed?
Earl skipping home?
Flipping. I'm watching the TV, flipping homes. You know, they go in and they buy up the old battered ones and then they impress them. Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking about that.
Earl's birthday is August 19th, 1957?
Correct.
And I have him at 6 a.m. Is that correct, or do you have a specific time for him?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's because I put 6 a.m.
I hate to admit it.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Correct.
I think he could do it.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
You know, it really depends on whether he desires to do it or not. You know, he is a worker, and he does have that strong work ethic. And he puts his heart and soul into his work. So it is a great suggestion for him. I also think that a partnership in doing it would work well for him as well.
Right. Right. Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. It's Charles' birthday.
Well, I love the fact that Jupiter moving into Virgo right now is sitting right on his Pluto, his planet of empowerment. And it's going to pass over his Mars, his Mercury, his Venus for within the year. So this tells me tremendous amount of productivity, being much more prosperous than even maybe he could envision in this moment. And during that cycle of time, to me, because the south node in his chart is in Taurus, Jupiter's going to trine that. So he's going to take something that, again, maybe is abandoned, at first might seem kind of like an empty cup, and he's going to bring it back to its precious history, maybe, in a way. I don't know. That's how it feels to me psychically.
Oh, well, thank you, Aphrodite.
Also, he's going to go through a Saturn return in Sagittarius, which means that there can be different properties that have, like, a different theme. Like, some can be more like Adobe, some can be more like traditional. There can be variance in what he entertains. And that versatility is going to keep him from getting bored. He's going to like the creative aspect of it. The creativity is what's really going to sell him on this idea. That's really what's going to work.
Well, that's great. I'm just going to suggest it and then let it go.
I wish we had his birth time because we could do a solar return because Jacqueline's an expert at that. But I guess we'll have to just punt.
I'm his mother and I should know, but I don't. I don't. Is it okay for one more question?
Okay.
Sure.
You all mentioned last time that I would be able to find something closer to me, and because what I'm looking at now for living is it's on the waterfront here in West Palm Beach, and it's 2 years before I get in. Before I even get on the waiting list. So is there anything that you can give to me as far as and what you were talking about?
So I feel you can do it sooner because Saturn is moving in on your Mars-Venus conjunction in Sag in the fourth house of home. And because of that, it's going to be within the next 3 months. I don't see you waiting that long, honey. I don't. And I feel it's going to be what you want. It's going to have a beautiful view. It's going to be near the water. It's going to be everything, but you just haven't seen it yet. Because Neptune's retrograde, it's invisible from your view, and that's squaring your Mars-Venus conjunction. But once Mars goes direct, there it is by the new year. I think it's going to be by the new year. And that's the latest I see it. What do you think,
Jacqueline?
I agree. I can't, no matter how I keep looking at this, you keep going over the same thing as far as it's got to be 2 years. And I just don't see that. I think you're going to move by the first
time
of this
now.
Year.
The time's now.
So I would be definitely at this point in time. Jupiter is conjunct your rising right now, so there's openings coming towards you. All you have to do is look. And I'm going to tell you, I would keep my eyes open and keep my ears open for what's out there, because this is the time for you to find it.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us it's in? What?
I don't think it's going to take 2 years.
Okay.
Nope.
Because when we relocate you to the Palm Beach area, what happens is Jupiter's getting ready to go into your second house of real estate, and Saturn is ready to hit your Mars and Venus and Sag all at the same time. So you're going to just get lucky, babe. You're just going to get lucky. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you all. Today is Charles' birthday, but he's on his way down to Fort Lauderdale.
Facebooked him. Yeah, I Facebooked Charles and wish him a happy birthday. Told him to celebrate and live it up.
Yeah. I told him to have a drink for me. Yeah. Thank you all really, really much.
All right. God bless you.
Take care.
All right.
I want to listen.
Okay.
I want to listen.
I'll leave you on there.
Yep, thanks.
I love everything lining up in her chart right now. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's all kind of coming at the same time, and what a relief that's going to be, you know? It's just going to be great.
I think it's really going to be a good move for her.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 857, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Keita. How are you?
Who is it?
Good, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Happy summer. We're almost to the end of this.
Right.
I just had a question just kind of about life and transit and things that are going on in my chart right now. So I was just a little curious.
What's your birthday?
1/30/78.
And what time were you born?
2:33 p.m.
All right. And what city were you born in?
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Cambridge.
Are you still there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Ooh, I didn't like the way you said that. Okay. All right, let's take a peek, see what's cooking here.
What are you doing for a living?
I got laid off. So right now I'm looking for work and I'm exploring the possibilities of starting my own thing.
Have you ever thought of working for a group or an organization, like for a cause?
That's kind of where I thought about, too, but that was more on some moonlighting, like something that I would just do just to do.
You really have this inspirational chart that can transform and change the masses. And you have such a nurturing effect. People love, you have this comfort weight where people really love being around you. Okay? You feel like mom to them. So here again, not that you are the most nurturing as far as your natural abilities, but here again, people really think you're way more nurturing than what you are. And it really works well with you as far as groups and organizations find that cause. You don't have a lot in your 10th house of career. So what this is that your work is a way of life. It's not just a job. You have to have that passion. You can do almost anything you put your mind to. I mean, you have the mechanical mind. You have that Mercury in Capricorn, so you have that mechanical mind. And Pluto, once it goes direct and starts moving back, it's going to go over your Mercury. And there's a transformation and change coming as far as your career is concerned. And I strongly suggest you look at, having some kind of passion for some kind of group or organization. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think she could do something in association with that, even if she did it independently, if she was utilizing the internet, if she was doing it out of her home, if she was doing it where she was working as a networking kind of individual. That's what I'm kind of seeing here. She's got a lot of energy in that fourth house, and Neptune's retrograde right now, but it's going to be going direct in November in that ninth house of the internet, and again, an international cause. I totally agree with that. I'd like to see her tap into something that becomes its own entity, I want to say, like a dream
mm-hmm.
that can materialize in the cycle. I agree
mm-hmm.
totally about Pluto. Pluto going over your Mercury, but Pluto's a slow-moving planet. You have to remember, it hasn't been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War. So you're looking at a year in development with this to really make it to the point that you are like saying, yes, now I've got it, okay? So even to start now is fine, because I think that the growth is going to be slow but very secure. And I think that that's what you've been kind of looking for, is to create that security so that you don't have to look back. You won't have to start over again.
Mm-hmm.
You can just take what
mm-hmm.
you have
mm-hmm.
and accepting it and coming into your own power. That's how I'm seeing it.
Yes. Yes. That's, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the nice thing is Saturn's getting ready to hit your vertex. So you think you're excited about it now? Oh, wait until the end of September. You're going to be like, you're going to call us up, and that's all you're going to be talking about.
Yes. I had a question about Saturn in, what is it, Sagittarius? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
It's getting ready to go in. It hasn't even gone in yet. It peaked in there on Christmas Eve, and then it backed up into Scorpio. It's going to into Sagittarius on the 16th, I believe it is, of September for two full years. So the travel, the internet, dealing with people from different countries, different cultures, different philosophies, really becoming the mentor. Oh, yeah. It's all there.
Okay. No. Perfect.
Yep. Exactly. Well, we're so glad you called in.
Thank you, ladies. And I appreciate your reading for me. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Interesting chart. All that Aquarian energy in the eighth, you know, I kind of like, it's funny, I have a little statue that used to belong to Rodney when he was here on the planet, and it's a little dragon that's working quietly his computer. And when I looked at her chart, I flashed on the little statue. It's like, you know, about 10 feet from me. I don't know why.
That's a good thing.
You know how those impressions come in, Jack? And we can't help it.
Absolutely.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 704, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi,
hello,
Melissa.
Melissa, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Is it
how
Melissa
are you
or Marissa?
Melissa.
All right. We have you on here?
Nope.
You're brand new?
What's your birthday?
Brand new. September 13th, 1969.
Okay.
And what time were you born?
4:46 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Charleston, West Virginia.
And where do you live now?
North Carolina.
What city?
Just south of Charlotte.
Okay, great. Just so I get you on the right energy grid.
And did you have a question for us tonight?
Just whatever comes up. I'm good.
Is there, do you have
what
your
you doing
solar
as far as torches concerned?
Nope, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What are you doing as far as work is concerned?
I work full time. I'm an insurance counselor.
Where are you going to be on your next birthday?
Probably here.
Okay. Because Jacqueline's an expert at that. She can kind of take an overview of the year ahead for you, which is really cool.
Okay.
I like your transits right now, though. I think
yeah,
your
I
dedication
too.
Is growing. Your dedication is growing in leaps and bounds. What did you want to dedicate yourself to?
Some type of counseling or something along that line.
I think that's a great way for you to go because that nice Leo energy on your ascendant. You really do want to help other people. And you want to help them to achieve a certain level of epiphany, okay, to have that breakthrough experience. Now, are you doing traditional or non-traditional? Are you doing soul retrieval or are you doing traditional counseling?
Oh, me? Nothing at this point.
But what would you like to do?
Probably soul, yeah. I'm actually a Reiki master, kind of working on myself at this point.
Saturn hasn't sat on your Neptune for 29 years. This is a time to manifest your dream of what you really wanted to do here, which really speaks to your heart, but you always wanted to make sure you were secure enough so that everything would be okay because you can get worried about things a lot. So you really wanted to make sure you could maintain everything that you've created and all that. But now is a time you really can manifest your dream by taking those appropriate measures to get yourself certified to do what you really want to do. Often I find that mutable signs have two careers in a lifetime. They start out one way, and then they go about that 29 or 30-year mark, and they change. Okay? And I think it's time for you to do it. But what do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so think it's time. Your birthday is coming up in September, and I see why Aphrodite 5 that I should look at your soul return. Because all your benefits and everything is in that spiritual network, okay? When it comes to your solar return this year, you have a 29-degree Virgo rising. So what this means is that you are going through this huge transition as far as what direction your life should go and what you should put into your passion, okay? And I agree with Aphrodite that it has to be done with some kind of psychological impact to others. Your part of fortune and your Mercury are both going to be in Libra at that point in time in your first house. So it's a real great time for you to get out and, you know, not necessarily go and get a formal education, but do a lot of group classes and things like this and really open yourself up to it. It's a very spiritual year for you all the way around. Neptune is going to be in your sixth house with Chiron, and your Sun, Moon, Jupiter are going to be in your 12th house, which is the spirituality and the realms outside of this Earth, okay? So this is a great journey for you this next year, okay? I am going to say one thing about it, though. Don't overanalyze things so much and don't make it your fault or your responsibility when something doesn't go right because you're going to pick on yourself a little bit more than what you should this year as well. And I'm going to say don't. Know that everything is at the right place, the right time, for the right reason. And anything that you feel is a mistake is something for you to learn and grow from, not necessarily a mistake in itself.
Okay, now that makes a lot of sense.
I think you probably should do something like coaching in order to get the certification where you can really help the people to heal because I think that's where you're headed. And I would like to see you do it in a very spiritual way because I feel, especially this year, your birthday is on the new moon, okay? And because of that, not only are you going to revitalize other people, you're going through a personal rebirthing this year as far as a sanctified purpose, feeling almost like an angel in a body, is how I'm getting it psychically. I'm going to go with that, okay?
I would. That's good. That was perfect.
My Reiki master also told me that, which is pretty cool that she validated it. But
Love it. All right, great.
Thank you. We're so happy you called in tonight.
Keep us posted.
All right, thank you.
All right, God bless.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's an impressive chart there.
Mm-hmm. So, you ready?
Okay.
Hey. Area code 720, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ivatar. How are you today?
Oh,
great,
Ivatar.
How are you?
Wow.
I'm good. I'm sitting out here getting this breeze. It's been really hot here in Colorado.
Mm.
So I'm sitting out on the patio getting this beautiful breeze. I think we're going to get some rain.
Nice.
But I was calling in about relationships and...
can you spell your name for me? Because I know it's on here, but I can't find it. I'm sorry.
I-B-B-A-T-A-R.
I forgot the extra B. Okay, got it. Okay. And where in Colorado are you at right now?
Denver.
Denver, okay.
And you're involved in a relationship?
No, I'm not in one, but I'm I'm open.
Okay, let's take a look at that.
This should be the time. That's the time I thought you were involved in a relationship. This should be the time for you to meet somebody.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Why do I feel like you're too hidden?
I'm what?
Are you hidden? Do people see you out?
No, I'm not hidden, but, I was closed. I was out there, but I wasn't open. Just becoming open maybe last year and a half. I wasn't open to a relationship.
Well, everything in your chart tells me right now that you need to create a strategy to get yourself out there in a way that you feel good. You know, your Taurus sun says, I am open to romance, but I have common sense, too, and I have to be practical. And right now, Pluto is moving into trine with your sun, though, this year and next. And as Jacqueline had mentioned briefly, but I'll let her tell you about all the Leo energy right now in the heavens. It's just like storming you, okay? But I think that you need to be able to... find environments that you feel very at home in, or there's a unified purpose. Like, say, for instance, you wanted to learn how to kayak, okay? So you went out and you got involved with a group of people that was kayaking, okay? It could be anything, but I just think that purpose and sociability for you, in order to open the doors of creating that conversation where you can get past the hi, how are you, is so important right now.
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Before Jacqueline says something, there is somebody I'm interested in, though. But we don't really know each other. We just seen each other in passing. And I think he's been, like, kind of hanging out in my energy field for probably over a year. We've been in and out of each other's energy field.
Then why haven't you taken the step to go forward with that?
Because he doesn't live here. He lives in a different state. And I would just see him, like, maybe once. Actually, it was just once a year, but this year it'll be twice because I'm going to an event in September where I'll see him. We live in two different states.
When's
his
birthday?
Well, you can still communicate.
Huh?
Do you know his birthday?
No, I don't.
And I'm going to say you could still communicate if you wanted to. At this point in time, it's worth exploring is what I'm trying to say.
I think I kind of gave him the cold shoulders when I wasn't open, and now I'm open. So I know that's
important.
Well,
this is the reason. This this is the reason why I'm saying that, is that you need to take that bold step out at this point in time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I
Mars
think
is going to be transiting over your south node, so this is going to be even more, because the south node is somebody from your past, somebody that you've known, and Mars is action. So you take the time right now to take that step forward in that action, because, you know, you could start communicating, and you never know what's going to happen, even though the two of you live in two different states. And I know that little practical Taurus says, well, that's illogical. But I'm going to tell you that you have a Mars in Gemini in your fourth house of your home natally, okay? That may mean that you may have two homes sometime in your lifetime, okay?
Oh,
so you
I
never know how that's going to work,
okay? Yeah,
I can tell you from my experience, I have a little more of an easy flow of energy to be able to accept something like that than you do, but that is exactly what my relationship for the last 10 years has been. He lives in Ohio, and I live in Florida. It's 1,200 miles apart from each other, and this relationship is the best relationship I've ever had in my life, even though I would have never, ever thought I would have traveled to Ohio, ever.
Okay. Wow.
And here again, what I'm trying to say is leave an open mind, because with you, this may just work. With the timing of it and it being such a friendly relationship between the two of you, I think it's time for you to take the bold step to start to have a conversation and work with it. You can really get to know somebody by not being so close to them and only having a small source to be able to communicate back for a percentage of the time. And so here again, it may be a good relationship for you. Get his birth time, place, and date, and then we'll let you know.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Time is now. Time is now because Venus is retrograde, okay, in Leo, which rules the heart. If you can friend him on Facebook, if you can get in touch with him saying, hey, I want to see you in September. I'm so glad I found you online. I'm looking so much forward to seeing you again. Make it very, very nice, you know, very not oppressive. Put it out there.
Well,
like she said, with Mars where it is right now, go for it.
Well, I'm putting it out there, Aphrodite. I'm putting it out there, but it's esoterically, we communicate like that. We connect like that. So that's how I'm doing it right now, and I'll see him in a couple weeks.
Okay, good.
But
keep
then,
us posted.
Like
we want
to
know. Inquiring minds want
to
know.
Have to okay, just like you said, I have to take action, so I will be making it very clear, you know, about what I think, what I feel, and to be able to stay in touch once I leave. So I'll make that very clear.
Great. Keep us posted. We want to know, okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
God bless. You have a sweet night.
You too. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Stay on the listen.
Well, it is the top of the hour, and we probably should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. When are you going back to Florida?
October sometime.
Ah. Do you know when in October?
There isn't a specific date yet.
All right, then. Okay. Well, we can always be reached by phone. We're also on Facebook, and you can also reach us through Blog Talk Radio. All of our episodes are recorded, and they're on the front page of my site, which is www.aphrodite.com. And if you friend us on Facebook, you'll get all the latest on what we're up to each week when we get on the air, and know if it's a subject that you really feel you need to call in and discuss your future with us. We're always there for you.
Absolutely.
Have a pleasant week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Many blessings.
Have a good week.
Good night.